you reach the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX, you know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, yeah.
From the group that hails from the Bronx, New York, they were really a girl supergroup. Okay, you talk about Destiny's Child and you talk about the Supremes, but you got here one of the first super girl group, African American super girl group called the Chantels. And they had nationwide success in the 1950s, the late 1950s here in the United States. The other Supergirl group was the Bob Epps, but I think the most popular and the most nationwide successful group was the Chantels. And, you know, these ladies were established in the early 1950s as students attending in Throgs Neck, St. Anthony of Padua School in the Bronx. And the original five members of the Chantels was Miss Arlene Smith, lead, who was born October 5th, 1941, Miss Sonia Goring Wilson, born Millicent Goring, born in 1940, Miss Renee Minus White, born 1943, Miss Jackie Landry Jackson, who was born May 22nd, 1941, who we lost on December 23rd, 1997, and Miss Lois Harris, born in 1940, and they derived their name, the Chantels, from the name of the school, which was St. Francis de Chantel. And you know this song, I Love You So, was well, you know, one of their big hits was Maybe, which was a number 2 U.S. R&B hit and number 15 on the U.S. Billboard charts. Before that, in 1957, they had He's Gone. He's Gone. You have to listen to that. That song was number 71 on the U.S. Billboard chart, and then they had Every Night I Pray, which was number 16 on the U.S. R&B chart and number 39 on the U.S. Billboard chart. But this single, I Love You So, was number 12 on the U.S. R&B chart and number 42 on the Billboard chart. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and this is Professor T-Love coming at you on the really will be broadcast again on the Progressive Radio Network on Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. You know, and I just definitely want to give a shout out to the people listening on the West Coast. You know, they showing me great love out there. They listening and they tuning in. I've been getting emails, you know, from folks out there that's been tuning in and listening to A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next here on A Bowl of Soul, I had gotten an email from Jay Falconer out in San Diego. Want to give a shout out to San Diego, California, who is a Sam Cooke fan. Coming up later on in the broadcast, we definitely going to play some Sam Cooke. But coming up next, we're going to take you back to the 1950s again with a classic from this legendary R&B group, not only that transcended the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and even the 80s. The Dells talking about Oh What a Night, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
Oh, what a night. Good love to me. Oh, what a night. Good to me. Oh, what a night. To squeeze you deep. That's why I love you so.
Again, doo-wop R&B from the Dells, who were an American R&B group formed in high school in 1952 by founding members Marvin Jr., Vern Allison, Johnny Funches, Chuck Barksdale, and Mickey and Lucius McGill. They were under the name The L Rays, and they released their first recording of what you just heard in 1954, and 2 years later had their first R&B hit, which was in 1956, Oh, What a Night. And you know, the Dells were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 2004, and the group performed until illness forced the longtime lead singer, Mr. Marvin Jr., and bass vocalist Chuck Barksdale into retirement, ending the group's, and might I say, their 60-year run. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. We're going to keep it going. And as you know, we lost the legendary Mr. Joe Jackson, who was the patriarch of the Jackson family, who got the Jackson 5 started. It was because of Mr. Joe Jackson, and he passed away on June 27th, and we sent out our condolences to the family. Mr. Joe Jackson passed away in Las Vegas. He was 89 years old, and he definitely was the patriarch of the Jackson 5, the Jacksons, and the Jackson 5. We're going to play this single because, you know, the Jackson 5, before they got hooked up with Motown, Mr. Joe Jackson took the Jackson 5 around to different venues on the Chitlin' Circuit so that these young boys at that time would be found or discovered by someone that recognizes their talent. And many, many places they played. They played a lot of venues before they got to Motown. They even played the Apollo Theater. And they played in Chicago. You know, they were from Gary, Indiana. Here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating a patriarch, Mr. Joe Jackson and his sons, who became very famous, not only here in the United States, but all over the world, with their single that really kind of made a dent, you know, made people listen to the Jackson 5. This single right here on Steel Town Records in 1968. This single here called Big Boy with Michael Jackson singing lead. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Daddy at the picture show of ooh.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
Yes, on the Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Mr. Joe Jackson, who himself was a musician. He played guitar with this group in the early 50s called the Falcons. And that group didn't get a record deal, and they broke up because one of the members of that group was Mr. Thornton Pookie Hudson, who formed his own band and went on to become part of a successful doo-wop group called the Spaniels. But Mr. Joe Jackson, Joseph Walter Jackson, was born to Samuel Jackson, who was born his father 1893 to 1992. He was a university professor, and his mother was Crystal Lee King, who was born in 1907 in Fountain Hill, Arkansas. And he was born, they say, around July 26, 1928. And, you know, one thing about Joseph Jackson, you know, he recalled from his early childhood that his father was domineering and strict. And he described himself in his memoir, the Jacksons, as a lonely child that only had a few friends, Mr. Jackson himself. But, you know, it was his drive, you know, which really guided the direction of his children to become entertainers, because that was his dream. His dream was to be an entertainer, and when that didn't work out, you know, he had worked in East Chicago at the Inland Steel Company. He didn't finish high school, you know. Then he began to pursue a career as a boxer, and he found success with the Golden Gloves program. But he was going to become a professional boxer. Then he met Catherine, who was Catherine Screws, when she was 17 years old, who also lived in East Chicago, and she was attending high school. They got married, you know, and then the rest is history. But we celebrate, you know, no matter what people say about the Jacksons and Mr. Joe Jackson, he was the driving force behind his children, and he was determined to not only make himself successful, but he was determined to make his children successful. So we celebrate Mr. Joe Jackson here on A Bowl of Soul. As you know, he was inducted into the Rhythm Blues Music Hall of Fame as a member of the class of 2014. And you know, he died 2 days after Michael Jackson, because as you know, Michael Jackson passed away on June 25th, 2009, and it's really still hard to believe it's been 9 years since Michael Jackson died. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and coming up next, we're going to bring you some Detroit soul. This group, the Masqueraders, talking about how. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You
giving you some soul from Detroit, Michigan. The Masqueraders, who they say were one of the longest lived and yet little known groups in soul music history. And you know, the group, they date back to Dallas, Texas in 1958. Lead vocals Charlie Moore and Robert Tex Reitzel was first tenor form, the earliest incarnation of the group, and then dubbed The Stairs, with brothers Johnny and Lawrence Davis in the second and third tenor slots and little Charlie Gibson singing bass. But bringing you forward, 1965, after cutting Talk About a Woman for the Houston label Soul Town, the Masqueraders traveled to Detroit, Michigan to audition for Motown, informed that their style and approach were too similar to that of the Temptations. The group found themselves stuck in the Motor City with no money to return home, hatching a plan to perform at the local 20 Grand Club to earn enough cash for return fare. Now, they said en route, they'd stumbled on a recording studio by La Beat label owner Lou Beatty, who would go on to release 5 Masquerade singles: The Family, I'm Gonna Make It, Together That's the Only Way, Be Happy for Me, and I Got the Power, which spread across between 1966 and 1967. Now, none of those LaBeat singles made a commercial impact. However, the Masqueraders next went on to Memphis to audition for the producer Chips Moman, and the group would proceed to record a total of 8 singles at American Studios, beginning with 1967's I Don't Want Nobody to Lead Me On. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music, talking about Tell Me How from the Masqueraders. And coming up next, person that emailed me from San Diego, California. I want to shout out to San Diego, California, who's been listening to A Bowl of Soul. Mr. Jay Falconer is a big fan of the legendary Mr. Sam Cooke, and we had like a little email conversation going back on whether, you know, I play Sam Cooke. And I said, of course, because, you know, with Sam Cooke, I always say he is the father of soul music. He is. He is the father of soul music. And he, you know, Mr. Falconer shared with me about some of the songs that he liked. And I told him, you know what, I'm going to play you something special that I like. One of Sam Cooke's, I think one of his hottest records. Another Saturday Night, I Ain't Got Nobody. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jav York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them, but as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging 2 chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause
I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another sad night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful. One more time, another sad night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to.
Woo!
I'm in an awful.
Hey.
Somebody good enough.
Yeah. Now you see, you know, you can't tell me you don't hear the remnants of soul music in that single, Another Saturday Night. You know, Sam Cooke, you know, Samuel Cooke, was born January 22nd, 1931, and he died on December 11th, 1964. His professional name, Sam Cooke, he was a singer, songwriter, and an entrepreneur. This man has such a humongous catalog of music, which was published by APCO Publishing Company, which also had published the Rolling Stones songs as well, their publisher. But you know, his influence is extreme, and a lot of the young people, you know, you still hear. You know, when you listen to people and you hear them, like, you know, I can name you like the old school people where I can hear that. Bobby Womack was one, because, you know, Bobby Womack was with the Valentinos and they were under Sam Cooke's label called Saw Records. But also Johnny Taylor, who also you hear that Sam Cooke also influencing him. And, you know, Johnny Taylor was part of Sam Cooke's old gospel group, the Soul Stirrers. You know, and then too, you have some young people, you still hear the remnants of his influence, you know, on many people still to this day, telling me that he is still the father of soul music. You know, some of the people he's influenced, you know, his contributions, meaning taking gospel and then just turning it into soul music, meaning like Aretha Franklin, Bobby Womack, Al Green, Curtis Mayfield, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Billy Preston, Otis Redding, I mean, James Brown. I mean, Sam Cooke's influence is humongous, and it still is to this day, you know. And like I said, he is the father of soul music. He was tragically murdered in December 11th, 1964, he was killed in Los Angeles, California. It's like the day the earth stood still when he got killed, because I'm telling you, if Sam Cooke was to continue on, like lived, I mean, you really would have heard some really hardcore soul bangers coming from him. His influence, especially the fact that he was an entrepreneur, and he had his own record label, and he was really a black man who was self-determined, and he believed in ownership. He really did. And that was a hallmark. He was well-respected by all. If you go and look in the archives and you see some of the people like Muhammad Ali and some of the people he was around, I mean, he really made mad inroads into crossing over. I mean, without a problem, Sam Cooke could cross over. You know, if you listen to him live at the Copa, you know, and how he was, you know, before even the Supremes was doing the Copa, Sam Cooke was the one that led the way, I felt, by performing at the Copacabana and exposing people to his music. And we celebrate Mr. Sam Cooke here on A Bowl of Soul. And as you know, June is Black Music Month, and we celebrate soul music, R&B, new R&B music this month, because June is Black Music Month here on A Bowl of Soul. And you know what? You need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Jesus.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
That's a legendary single. That's from the 1970s. Bloodstone, Take You on a Natural High. You know, Bloodstone is an R&B, soul, and funk group. and they charted 13 songs between 1973 and 1984. You know, a lot of people don't know that a lot of these groups, they might have seemed like they just appeared on the scene in the 70s and the 80s, but you know, these people have a history before that. And you know, this group, Bloodstone, was formed in 1962. Look at that, 11 years before you heard this fabulous hit, Natural High. They were formed in Kansas City, Missouri, and the group was a high school doo-wop group called the Sincères. And in 1967 and 1968, they were backed by and toured with a large Kansas City horn band known as the Smokin' Emeralds and performed their version of a Motown-style review, which drew large crowds at a venue called The Place in the Westport District of Kansas City. But by 1971, the band consisted of Melvin Webb on drums, Roger Durham on percussion, Charles Love on guitar and vocals, Charles McCormick, Harry Williams, and Wills Draffen on guitar. Charles Love was born April 18, 1945 in Salina, Kansas, and he passed away on March 6, 2014. But you know, they basically got together and did this album, the first album, Bloodstone, where they had two singles released simultaneously called That's the Way We Make Our Music, Girl You Look So Fine, written and arranged by Eddie Summers, the newest member. But their second album, Natural High, reached the United States R&B Top 10, and the album was written by various members of the group Bloodstone, with their single Natural High reaching number 10 also on the pop charts. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and coming up next, we're going to bring you a classic from my man, Mr. Peabo Bryson, from 1980. Let the feeling flow. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Janice Dempsey, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Falling in love, it was easy at the start. I thought I had it in my hand. Yeah. Something went wrong, somewhere we lost a part. It was more than we could stand. Yeah. What's wrong with me? There comes a time in every life, love will come your way, and if it should stay, you better hold on to it tight and never let. It's a shining star that's here to guide you. Every lover knows you've got to hold on to the good inside you. Let the feeling flow. And I'm sure love will grow. Falling in love, so easy at the start. I thought I had it here in my head. Stay, yeah, yeah. was too late when I realized that I couldn't see the forest or the trees. Something's wrong with me. There comes a time in every life, love will come your way. If it should stay, you better hold on to it tight and never let it go. Not love,
it's a shining star that's here to guide you. Every lover knows you've got to hold on to the feeling.
Mr. Peabo Bryson talking about Let the Feeling Flow. And you know, Peabo Bryson was born April 13, 1951, and he was born in Greenville, South Carolina, and he's an American R&B and soul singer-songwriter. You know, he is the songwriter of that song with Stephanie Mills that I used to sing, Feel the Fire. He wrote that song, and that, you know, definitely that's a smoker. You know, Peabo Bryson is the winner of 2 Grammy Awards, and, you know, he is very successful. He has some great solo hits, Feel the Fire, 1977, Reaching for the Sky, 1978, I'm So Into You, and Crosswinds, 1982, of this single, my mistake, I said 1980, 1982, Let the Feeling Flow. 1984, If You're Ever in My Arms Again, which was a top 10 pop single, number 10 in the U.S. 1989, Show and Tell, in the 1991 hit, Can You Stop the Rain? And, you know, he's also appeared, he appeared on the soap opera One Life to Live, you know, in 1985. And, you know, he's done some great duets. He's done romantic duets with Roberta Flack, Born to Love. He did a duet with Regina Bell. You know, recorded 2 hits, duet hits, Without You. He also recorded A Whole New World, which was the theme of the Disney animated feature film Aladdin. And then, you know, he did a duet with Regina Bell. They recorded 4 duets over the years, Without You, I Can't Imagine, A Whole New World, and Total Praise. And this is a bowl of... So he also did a duet. He's done duets with a lot of ladies. He did 2 duets with Natalie Cole. He also did a duet with Minnie Riperton. Also, Melissa Manchester, Angela Bofill. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And we celebrate Mr. Peabo Bryson here on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, we got some new R&B, but taking a classic and making it like new, from Mr. Omar Wilson, talking about It's a Man's World. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette Cooper from the group Climax, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of music. And slap me, because I know I'm looking good.
You're listening.
This is a man's world. This is a man's world. but it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or girl. Ooh, you see, man made the car to take us over the road. Man made the train to carry the heavy load. Man made the electric light to take us out of the dark. Man made the boat by the water like Noah made the ark. This is a man's work, but it won't mean nothing, nothing. Ow, a woman or girl. Ooh. Man thinks about the little bitty baby girls and our baby boys. Man makes them happy, 'cause man make them toys. And after man did everything, everything he can, you know that man makes that money to buy from other men. Oh, it's a man's world, but it won't be nothing.
Mr. Omar Wilson doing a rendition of James Brown, It's a Man's World. And you know, this single that he did was a number one R&B single on Amazon.com for 2 consecutive weeks. Make sure you support Mr. Omar Wilson. And you can support him by going to Amazon.com or iTunes and supporting him. He will be making his Essence Music Festival debut this 4th of July weekend, as he will be performing on Friday, July 6th at 3 p.m. on the center stage in New Orleans. And this is A Bowl of Soul, giving you some classic soul with It's a Man's World. And coming forward, bringing you some new soul music from our young people, which I am quite pleased the direction that R&B is going. Miss Ella May talking about Booed Up. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Feelings so deep in my feelings. Notice they ain't really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Feeling like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me. Ooh. dee-dee-da-do. It just won't stop it go. Gotta tell you what to do. Yeah, ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new to get me high like you do. Yeah, ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new to get me high like. It just won't stop, it go. Head over heels in love, right in front of you, I ain't gotta look no more, baby. I wanna build this love, and everything you own, you ain't gotta ask for. You got me boot up, boot up, boot up, boot up. Tell you from the jump, I don't only choose you. Got me boot up, boot up, boot up, boot up. Grab me by the waist, baby, pull me closer. It just won't stop, it go.
Woo! I love this song. Boot up. Ha! Gotta give you some new R&B from my young people. Miss Ella May, born November 3rd, 1994. And she is from London, England. And, you know, she lived in New York when she was about 12 years old and then, you know, returned to England after graduating high school. And you know, this single, she was on the BET Awards show. This single, Boot Up, which was released this year, went platinum. And we congratulate Ella May on her accomplishment of making this single a million seller. And this is A Bowl of Soul. I'm going to leave you with some classic soul with Regina Bell and JT Taylor. Talk about All I Want Is Forever. I want you to catch up with A Bowl of Soul. You can like my Facebook page, just like A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. If you want to email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Catch us, the professor, and I'm Professor T Love, with Love, Sex, and Relationships, which is a talk show that I am on with the professor, where we talk about how you can improve your relationship, improve yourself, just have a well-rounded, healthy life. You can catch us at 8 p.m. right here on A Bowl of Soul, Mixed Stew of Soul Music Radio Network, here on Live 365 on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch me on the Progressive Radio Network, of which this show will be rebroadcasted at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, follow me on at A Bowl of Soul. And definitely A Bowl of Soul is looking for sponsors. So if you're interested in sponsoring A Bowl of Soul, definitely, we reach so many people all over the world. And I just want to thank all the listeners out there all over the world, from Australia to Africa to South America to England to Ireland to Scotland to France. Germany. Big up to Germany. Germany's been tuning into Ebola Soul like crazy. We love you. And of course, the United States of America. So if you're interested in being a sponsor for Ebola Soul, we welcome you most definitely. Make sure you follow me. You go to my webpage. It's called www.ebolaofsoul.com. Coming up next, we're going to leave you with Me, Myself, and I with Beyonce. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
All the ladies, if you feel me, help me sing it out.
Got me going on, this shit be going on. Got to trust me, ma.
I can't believe I believed everything.
Apologies to you, because I was going to play All I Want Is Forever by JT Taylor Regina, but I played, I felt like Me, Myself, and I. I want you to have a great weekend. Be safe this July 4th coming up next week during the week. Just be safe. Look out for one another. Keep peace in your heart. Love people and respect people as you wish to be treated. And remember, tune in next week to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. This is Professor T Love. I love you out there, and keep tuning in, and you can continue to listen to more soul music here on Live 365, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Have a great weekend. Take care. God bless. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.